Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On May 6, 1937, the Hindenburg explodes as it prepares to make mooring at Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 36 people. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was about the size of the Titanic, but it flew. The German airship Hindenburg spectacularly blew up on this date in 1937 while completing a three-day Atlantic crossing. An emblem of German engineering and modern ingenuity, the Zeppelin, as it was known, was lifted by 7 million cubic feet of hydrogen. As one writer has noted, imagine a cigar-shaped balloon as large as a skyscraper filled with explosive gas. Bearing swastikas on its tail, the Hindenburg, according to a retrospective by National Public Radio, was conceived as a swank transatlantic travel option for the well-heeled that was faster than the deluxe cruise liners of its day, making the journey in 2.5 days, twice as fast as the Queen Mary, the star of the Cunard Line. The German-made Hindenburg, a point of pride and propaganda for the Nazi regime, came with its own all-electric kitchen, run by a head chef with several assistants, a grand dining room, and printed menus. Even more important, the Hindenburg was a point of national pride for the Third Reich, which was even then driving the world ever closer to war.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Financed and supported by Nazi leader Hermann Göring, the ship had loomed over the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin and the 1937 Nazi rally at Nuremberg. The Hindenburg's flights could be remarkably smooth. Webb Miller of the wire service United Press wrote an account of the Hindenburg's maiden transatlantic voyage in 1936. Within an hour after the takeoff, the passengers settled down to a routine of life similar to that on shipboard, playing cards, writing postcards, drinking beer, and eating sandwiches. I had difficulty convincing myself that we were actually making a historic flight, the first regular passenger service to North America. We slipped through the air with velvety smoothness and almost no vibration. The ship did not sway or buck. The motors hummed, but faintly. It was only when you thrust a hand out of the open window into the 80-mile-an-hour wind that you had any idea of our speed. When a Roman Catholic priest said Mass, though, as Miller noted, The candles were not lighted because of danger of explosion. When disaster did come on this May Thursday in 1937, the cause was and remains mysterious. It was about 7:25 p.m., and a spark, likely caused by a difference in the electrical atmosphere between the ship and the surrounding air, ignited the hydrogen. In the wake of the tragedy, the New York Times wrote, "Now the Hindenburg, which had been a constant taunt to the United States, lies a twisted and blackened ruin on the field at Lakehurst. In a few minutes, it turned from an inspiration to a hideous torch of warning." A watching radio correspondent had cried out, "Oh, the humanity," as the fire briefly but ferociously raged, bringing an end in the late 1930s to at least one German project for Dominion. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually million-dollar advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.